Year 5, Michael Faraday School, and we have a couple of very keen scientists who are going to explain a little more about their brand new science topic, and also the trip, the very exciting trip which they went on at the start of this week. So some introductions first. Madam, your name?
Zara.
Great, and with Zara we have?
Harry.
So Zara and Harry, fantastic. So Zara, we've started a brand new topic. It's an introduction to the Earth and space. Before you started this learning, what did you know in general about the Earth and space? What existing knowledge did you have? Any?
Not that much. Well, Harry knows.
Harry's perhaps a little bit more. You've been well read about Earth and space. So before your learning, what did you know already?
I knew that Saturn had rings and Uranus, it's tilted at an angle. So part of it can last longer than the other part.
And Sarah's got maybe one more thing to add?
That Neptune and Uranus have faint rings which you can't see.
So that was your existing knowledge, and then we've just started now a lot more comprehensively. And what better place to start learning than going on a trip, somewhere quite special. So Zara on Monday, where did Sarah Jane's class go?
To the Royal Greenwich Observatory.
Fairly nearby. How did we get there, Harry?
We got there by a bus.
Number, please?
35.
This guy is fantastic with his detail, number 35 bus, which is good. So Zara, the Royal Greenwich Observatory. Now, this was purely by luck, purely random, but it was perfect timing. So whilst you were there, something very special was happening.
BBC News was there to record Mercury transiting in front of the sun.
And you were there when that happened, so Mercury transiting over the sun. Quite tough. So Harry, can you explain, what does that mean precisely? What does it involve? What can you see if you're looking through a telescope?
You can see Mercury passing the sun, and you can see the prominences coming out and sunspots.
Yes, so sunspots. And what was so fantastic, this was a very practical, hands-on session. So Zara, so whilst you were there, what were some of the equipment or some of the tools that you got to use or look at?
A telescope with a very special lens, because if you look at the sun without a special lens, your eyes will get blind. And with the special lens, the sun was a different colour. It was either red or green. And you could see either on the red or green a tiny black spot, which was Mercury, passing by.
And do we know, I'm not sure, how many times does that happen? How often?
It happens every 32 years.
Wow, every 32 years. And so it just so happened that year 5 at Michael Faraday went to the Royal Greenwich Observatory just when Mercury was transiting past the sun. And so 32 years later, you can see it again, so that was a wonderful chance. Harry, so also as well as looking through the telescopes, where else did you go? You went inside the planetarium?
Yeah, planetarium. Some of us already know the zodiacs, and all of them have different. They're all different animals. One of them's called Leo, which is a lion. And there's one called Cancer, which is a crab.
Okay, so inside the planetarium, so Zara, what else could you see? Was there some kind of display, some kind of show going on?
Yes, the person who was telling us all about it was telling us how many moons were inside each planet, and saying that Jupiter was the fastest planet and the biggest planet, and saying that Uranus wasn't called Uranus until the 1970s.
Wow, again, fantastic detail. We should perhaps end there because we're running short on time. But yeah, very, very impressed with your level of knowledge that you've both been able to actually recall. And it seems it was a very worthwhile visit. And as we say again, a very timely visit. So you got to see this special event taking place. Okay, so Zara and Harry from Year 5, thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.